Dark Desires, written by Eve Silver and read by Billy Fulford Brown.
Chapter 1. London, 1828. A thick grey wall of fog hovered over the damp stones of Hanbury Street, carrying the stink of old blood and rotting entrails. Darcy Finch shivered as chilled wisps curled like talons about her slim frame, and she hastened her steps, her feet sliding precariously on the wet cobblestones. Clutching her battered leather folio against her side, she tried in vain to close her senses to the stench. The frightened lowing of cattle drifted on the rank air, carried from the nearby abattoir. Come morning, the stones on the next block would glisten wetly, not from mist and rain as they did tonight, but from a river of blood flowing over them. Despite her attempts to block the sound, the piteous noise intruded. Darcy dragged in a shaky breath, fighting the panic that threatened to claw free of her breast. Did she feel the same dull fear as those poor beasts being herded to their doom, the same sense of the inevitable horror to be meted out by unfeeling hands? She could not help but compare their fate to hers, to the sorry lot she had chosen. But therein lay the distinction. The animals had been condemned without benefit of trial, born to the ending that awaited them, the slaughterhouse one block over. Those poor dumb beasts had no choice. Her breath whistled through her teeth, as if she did. Darcy gave herself a mental shake. There were always choices, and she had made hers. Better to accept responsibility than to brandish her fist at the fates, crying and wailing against the burdens that were hers to bear. She moved her feet mechanically, her worn boots scraping along the cobbled road as she rubbed her fingertips across the raised, puckered scar that marred the skin of her left hand. Destiny. Steppy had talked of destiny as though it were an old friend, or perhaps a mortal enemy with an ancient grudge. He always said that destiny brought all men to the same fate, a shroud and a bed in the cold, hard ground. Darcy clutched her flat leather case tighter against her chest. She knew now that Steppy had been wrong. A person might not find their end in the ground. A person might be dug up from a fresh grave and find their final end on an anatomist's table. Whitechapel was a favourite haunt of the resurrectionists, unscrupulous men who plundered fresh graves and were whispered to hasten the dying on their way. Shrugging off the morbid thought, she willed her exhausted body onward. Tragic and pitiable was the life that lay ahead, but no worse than so many young girls had faced before her. She sighed softly. Once she had believed in dreams and fairy tales, had relied on a gossamer web woven of privilege and fantasy. Now, she believed only in the harsh reality of life, relied only on her own ingenuity. A sound, a shadow, something made her stop, every fibre in her body alert. Icy tendrils twisted around her heart. Her gaze darted this way and that, searching the darkest corners of the narrow thoroughfare. The certainty that she was no longer alone slithered across her mind. She could feel something. No, someone, and sense an evil intent. Peering into the shadows that loomed dark and frightful along the deserted street, she tried to place the cause of her unease. Nothing materialized from the mist. Walking on, she shook her head at her own foolishness, at the fear that was a remnant of a time when she had lived a better life, a time when she would never have even considered roaming the back alleys of the worst part of the city. Those days were dusty memories. For so long now, she had lived on these streets, existing from moment to moment, from meal to meal. Again, Darcy rubbed the length of the raised scar that crossed her hand, a memento of a poor choice, a reminder of Steppy.